Winnie and Wilbur, The Pirate Adventure. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur were getting ready for a party. It was a fancy dress party to celebrate Cousin Cuthbert's birthday.
"What will we wear, Wilbur?"
asked Winnie.
"We'll have to think about that."
Winnie thought about it. Cinderella? No. A bear? No. The Queen of Hearts? No, no. Then Winnie had a fantastic idea. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there she was, wearing a pirate costume. Wilbur was in a parrot suit. Winnie was pleased.
"We look fantastic," she said.
Wilbur was embarrassed. "We look ridiculous," he thought. Winnie jumped onto her broomstick. Wilbur jumped onto her shoulder. And they flew off to the party. There were some wonderful costumes at the party. Fairies, clowns, a lion, a princess, some spacemen, and lots of pirates. The other pirates admired Winnie's parrot. Wilbur flapped his wings.
"All we need now is a treasure map,"
one pirate said.
"I found a treasure map in my pocket,"
said another pirate.
"So all we need now is a ship."
"I can do that,"
said Winnie. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there was a pirate ship at the bottom of Cuthbert's garden.
"Hurrah!"
"Hurrah!" shouted the pirate. They climbed aboard and sailed away.
"Yo ho ho!"
shouted Winnie's pirates.
"Being a pirate is fun!"
They climbed up the masts. They danced the hornpipe. They walked the plank until Winnie fell in. Luckily, she could swim. Wilbur climbed up to the crow's nest for sleep. But there was a crow inside.
"Caw!"
said the crow. She didn't want to share with a parrot. Winnie's pirates got out the treasure map. There were islands all around their ship. Which one was the treasure island? But then they saw an island that looked exactly like the one on the treasure map. Winnie and her pirates splashed ashore. They climbed to the top of a hill and looked down. There was another band of pirates digging up the treasure. They had swords and daggers, cutlasses and blunderbusses. They looked fierce.
"Will we stay and fight?"
asked Winnie.
"Or go home?"
Winnie's pirates shouted.
"Go home!"
The real pirates looked up and saw Winnie's pirates. They ran back to their ship with their swords and daggers, their cutlasses and blunderbusses, and sailed away. Winnie's pirates were very surprised. "Hurrah!" they shouted.
"We are fierce pirates."
They ran down to the hole in the sand and started digging. It was hard work. But at last they dug out the treasure chest. Winnie lifted up the lid, The chest was empty.
Shivery timbers!
Shouted Winnie's pirates.
We've been hornswoggled!
But Wilbur saw something shining in the sand. What was it? He started to dig and dig. Out came a big shiny box. And inside the box were lots and lots of shiny tins of sardines.
Meow! Ho ho!
Wilbur was delighted. He loved sardines. Winnie's pirates were not delighted. But Winnie had a wonderful idea. She waved her wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And the treasure chest was full of shiny treasure. Now Winnie's pirates were delighted. They carried the treasure and Wilbur's sardines back to the ship. It was time to go home, but there was no wind to blow their ship home again.
I can fix that,
Winnie said. She waved her magic wand and shouted,
Abracadabra!
Whoosh! The pirate ship flew through the air. Plop! It landed back at the party. Winnie's pirates shared the treasure with Cousin Cuthbert and his friend. They were delighted too. Wilbur didn't share his sardines.
Being a pirate is fun, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
But being a witch is much more fun.
Said Wilbur.